Name this, reach up and reach out, and you'll see why as we go through. This week we start the new theme, know what season you're in, which is quite an interesting one really. On a personal note, God's call on my life has come in seasons, and I suppose I could ask you to all put your hands up, and I think you'd probably agree that his call on our life does come in seasons. My first major call, shortly after I got saved, I was at a conference, Elam Bible Conference, and I was there with our senior minister, Bill from Westcliff, and some others. And I remember going back after a service, one of these major, massive services where there's sort of several hundred people in the room. And as I was sitting there as a fairly new Christian, as we talked about earlier, being touched by the Holy Spirit, which we can't control, it just happens to snip. When sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. Doesn't mean to say he's not with us all the time. Sometimes he just stirs us up a little bit. And I remember God touching me, speaking to me, and it was about youth work. I went to the senior minister and I said to him, I really feel that I could do some youth work. Didn't know zilch, nothing. I hadn't been saved very long. As you know, I wasn't a Christian before, so it wasn't as if I was brought up a Christian and I knew the Bible back to front and inside out. I didn't, never picked up a Bible in my life. So going into youth work was quite a leap of faith. And because we never had a youth leader, I got the answer, go for it. I was a youth leader at Westcliff Elam for 7.5 years, a long time. And it got to a point, it was thriving, brilliant. As you've heard me say before, we ended up with over 40 youth regularly every week. And started off with about 6. Within a year, we were over 40. So that was obviously the right season, even though moi didn't have a clue. But God did, and he knew what I was capable of, obviously, so he wouldn't have put me there. But then it suddenly stopped. This thriving just went bang. I didn't feel the calling anymore. I didn't feel enthusiastic anymore. The youth was drifting away and leaving. Why? But the answer is, the season was over. I've learnt this since. How did I know this? Or how do I know this? Because the grace that accompanied the season was no longer there. I knew there was something wrong when I found the youth work hard. Like, you've often heard me say this before as well. Years ago when I windsurfed and used to walk out to the estuary, that's the mud when the tide goes out, all the way out to the shipping lane or the boat in where the trawlers go backwards and forwards. There's a strip of water left. And beyond that is the shipping lane. So we used to walk out there carrying our sow and our windsurfer in one. When I was younger, I used to be able to pick it both up and walk. Walking through that mud was hard work. And that's what it felt like. The season was gone. There's a plant that grows in the Himalayas, which is called the Himalayan lily. This lily only flowers once every 5 to 7 years. Sometimes things take a long time to get started. So the youth work took a long while for me to get there. Maybe God was waiting for me to get saved. Maybe God was waiting for me to get saved and go to Westcliff Elam. Maybe God was waiting for me to go to Westcliff Elam and then go to conference so that he could speak to me. So I then had heard the and I opened the door and I walked through and God blessed this ministry. Maybe. Only God knows. Psalms 1:3 says, a successful man or woman is like a tree planted by streams of water which yield its fruit in season. So the fruit is yielded in season. Ecclesiastes 3:1, you've heard this many times, I bet. There is a time for everything, and a season for every activity under the heavens. So there is a time for everything, and a season for every activity under the heavens. The right season comes, and this Himalayan lily, which was just an unassuming clump of glossy leaves, suddenly springs into life and produces a delicate trumpet-shaped flower and grows up to 3 meters tall. We all have fruit within us that is just waiting for the right season. When the time is right and God's glory is there, we will find that things just get easy in that season, in that calling, whatever it is. Psalm 37:7 says, if we do it right and wait patiently on the Lord, each season can be glorious. NIV again. John 15, Jesus says, I am the true vine and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. Very early this year, I went out into my garden, and I'm not a gardener, but I knew that plants, shrubs, etc., need to be cut. What I didn't know was, you have to cut them at the right time. Anyway, I thought, hey ho, I'll go out in my garden very early, it was still winter. And I thought, probably should have done that at the end of the summer. Don't really know, should have looked it up, shouldn't I? So I went out in the garden with a pair of shears and spent about an hour, it's only a small garden. Chop, 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 chop. There was plants that were that high. I ended up that high. And I ended up with a massive pile of cuttings. At the time I thought, oops, what have I done? When I looked at the mess that I'd made in the garden. It did look quite bushed up in places, but other places, you know, some plants, I don't know the difference, they go down and disappear in the earth and then they pop up again. So that didn't matter about them, but the shrubs, the woody ones, were sort of looking a bit sad because it was winter. But after I finished with them, they looked even sadder because there was nothing left of them. Paid off. Our garden is now looking absolutely flourishing. Is God working in your life today? Funny thing is, when I was writing this, over a period of days, keep revisiting it, and then at the last minute, keep going on there, and God keeps giving me different things, and wipe out a whole page and change it, until you get to the point where you say, stop tinkering, leave it as it is. This spoke to me as well and made me think. Could God be getting you ready and me ready for a new season? Hard question. Makes you think, doesn't it? The thing is, these plants that we've been talking about, especially that Himalayan lily, takes years and years and years. I opened my Bible because God gave me this morning. And I didn't want to go back and change it all again. The time we're not in the season, the time we're sitting, coming to church, seemingly resting. Maybe it's been years since you've been in any season, in any calling. Maybe you've been almost like being in the wilderness. You're coming to church, you're talking to God. You're a Christian still, you're plodding along. Maybe that's a time, and maybe you've been there for a long time, to take that rest. Because when Jesus decides to, and it's up to you whether you open the door, but remember you are part of a body, and what does it say in the Bible? If you cut a finger off the body, does a lot of damage to the body. So if Jesus has got a ministry for you guys, for one of you, for all of you, I don't know, for me, for this church, as a body, corporately, and we put our heads down and say, can't hear a thing. Nope, didn't hear that. And you go the next day. No, I can't hear anyone knocking on that door. And you still don't open the door. Next day. What's that noise? Can't be for me. Another day. And this goes on for months and months and months. And eventually, God says to himself, he doesn't really, but I'm making this up, it's a story. Eventually, God says to himself, I've had enough of... I'm not going to knock on Maxine's door anymore. I'm going to go over to Simba. And then Simba ignores him. So God decides, I'm not going to knock on Simba's door anymore. I'm going to go to Elizabeth. You can't escape. And she ignores it as well. So, Janet! God starts knocking on your door! And then you ignore it. You get the idea. We're damaging the body of God. Because that's what the word says. So my word to you today, just this bit. Jesus says, come to me, all who labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So while you're in that rest, take heed, enjoy your rest. When he decides to, and you open the door, you won't be resting anymore. But my yoke is easy and my burden is light. If it's for you, and this calling is for you, and the season is right for you, guess what? It won't be hard. It will be easy. I didn't have a clue what I was doing when I became a youth pastor. And I remember Bill saying to me, and Mike, who's now the pastor at Westcliff, saying to me, Paul, what Alex was about a year in, whatever you're doing, keep doing. Because it's embedded deep within me. That's why I keep saying it. Paul, whatever you're doing, keep doing. Because the youth are growing. Which I replied, I'm not doing a thing. As you know, I don't know what I'm doing. God just blessed it. It was the right season, the right time. And it was easy. The church youth overtook the church. The youth were doing everything. The church was sitting there. And the youth was doing everything. Bringing people in. Adults as well. It was easy. I weren't doing anything. Obviously I was turning up and opening the door and welcoming the youth and talking to them. But apart from that, it was my leading into ministry where I am now. Because talking to kids is easy, isn't it? Talking to people who are not Christians is easy. Because we know so much. Even if you think you don't know much, and you think, well, I'm not in ministry because I don't know much. You imagine if you're talking to a non-Christian who's inquisitive and asking questions, you know tenfold more than they do about the Bible and about Jesus. So even if you only use the little bit of knowledge you have of the Bible, that's more than they've got. And if you don't know the answer to a question that they're asking, don't make it up. Say, I don't know, but I'll find out. Because if you're lying, apart from God knowing, who's standing next to you, remember? Jesus is standing right there. And you don't want him going like that on your shoulder. Excuse me. You just told a lie there. That's not true at all. You'll end up going all red in the face. Just say, I don't know. I haven't got a clue. I'll find out though. But I know a man who does. So remember, getting back to my garden and that scripture, what Jesus said about cutting the branches. Cutting branches is good. If they're dead, we cut them. He cuts them off because they're no good. So remember what Jesus said. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. The problem is, when we have our branches cut off, or when Jesus goes and we open the door, it can take us out of our comfort zone. Because sitting there, coming here every week, and sitting, and not having a calling upon your life yet, not having that season that Jesus hasn't asked you or brought you into yet, you can get very comfortable. Like sometimes people do jobs for years and years and years, and then the boss calls them in the office and says, sit down, I want to have a chat with you. And then the boss says to them, right, there's a sheet, and I want you to write on that sheet or answer the questions on that sheet as to why I should employ you. Oops. You've been doing the job for years and plodding along and maybe getting away with a lot because you've been doing it for years and there's people under you. And then all of a sudden the boss says, show me why I should employ you. What are you giving this company? And you go, oops. So sometimes we're in a comfort zone and we get very uncomfortable. And if you're feeling very uncomfortable now, anybody, it's nothing to do with me. Holy Spirit. And it's true. Because I've had it done to me before. Where I've been sitting there and I've listened to a sermon and I've felt very uncomfortable. Fidgety. That's the Holy Spirit. You can rest assured that God knows exactly what branches need cutting on you and me. He has prepared and planned since the beginning of time the season or seasons for you and for me. And some of the things in my life, as I was writing this, as I was thinking about it, as I said, it spoke to me. And I thought, there's certain things that I probably should be moving on from. Ooh, I'm really comfortable in these certain things. And if I move, what's on the other side of the door? Listen to what Paul says to the Philippians. Philippians 1:6. I'm certain that God, who began the good work within you, will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day when Jesus Christ returns. So he hasn't finished with us yet. It doesn't matter whether we can say, well, I've done that or I've done that and I'm having a rest now, or I don't need to do anything else because it's now for the younger people. It doesn't say that there. It says that he continues his work until he has finally finished. So it doesn't matter how old we are, how young we are, Jesus hasn't finished with any of us yet. I know this was written 2,000 years ago to the Philippians in Philippi. 2,000 years ago. But this still applies to us. He hasn't finished with us yet. When Jesus said to his disciples, let's go over to the other side, it begs, that's in Matthew 4:35, it begs the question, are we to stay in one spot, stationary, not moving forward or backwards? Are we meant to do that? I don't think so. It wasn't easy for the disciples, it wasn't easy for them 2,000 years ago, and it's not easy for us. Can you imagine 2,000 years ago when Jesus started walking around and calling, come to me, I'm going to make you fishers of men. Imagine those people, those men, those disciples who ended up disciples, were fishermen, just normal people. Some of them were tax collectors, as you know. Some of them, one of them was a doctor, Luke. When he called them, come follow me, stepping out, new season. Imagine how they felt. So it's no different for them as it is for us. One thing I can guarantee is that you won't be crucified, not in this country anyway, for stepping out. And you won't have your head cut off. Not like they did 2,000 years ago. Some of them was crucified just for speaking out. We won't have that happen to us. So what are we afraid of? When God calls you into a new season, you will know it's right when everything falls into place. As I said, I've experienced it. It's easy. When you're in the right place at the right size and the right time, in the right season, and you've heard that, it will be easy. But one thing that God will not do is pick your foot up and place it for them. You have to do that, otherwise it'd be too easy, wouldn't it? You have to place that foot. If the Israelites hadn't put their foot in the water, the sea wouldn't have opened up, would it? They would have been standing there to this day, still waiting for God to move. They had to step forward and place their foot in the water. He had to put his foot in the water. As soon as he put his foot in the water, the sea opened up. I'm going to read one more scripture, and then we'll bring this to a close, I think. Hebrews 12:1 says, keep running the race. And it says, therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, as people before us, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. So keep running the race. The new theme, know what season you're in. Could this be the new season for you? Could this be the new adventure set apart just for you before the dawn of time? To finish, let me tell you something. There is absolutely nothing that is impossible for you when you're in the will of God. When you hear that and you open the door, you'll know, because it'll be easy and you'll be in the will of God, and nothing is impossible for you if God's will is right behind you. There's a quote from Smith Wigglesworth. He would say, only believe. Only believe. All things are possible if you believe. We have a sign that used to be outside the church. It's now in the office, ready to be, I don't know, put on a new board, or we've got to put it in a different place because of the new doors. And on that sign, it says, reaching up and reaching out, revealing God's love, revealing God's gift. This is what we are to do here at Southend Elam. To reach up and to reach out. To reveal God's love and to release God's gift. That goes for all of us. Amen.